Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and Sir Arswipe III, also known as Chris Ramsey.
Wow, I'm absolutely buzzing about that knighthood I just got given on that insult. That's excellent stuff.
You're welcome.
This is Shag Married Annoyed, this is episode 5, and before we start, obviously, a word from this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is the internet.
Oh.
Yep, that's right. All of the internet is sponsoring this week's podcast. Are you bored? The internet. Are you lost? The internet.
Great.
Are you horny? The internet. Yeah.
Well done. Any more?
Are you in the market for a second-hand cabinet? The internet. Thank you.
Oh, if there is anyone who actually wants to sponsor the show, really, get in touch, because I'm sick of this.
Are you insinuating that these aren't real sponsors?
Well, the internet is very cheap if it is a real sponsor, because I ain't seen no. Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Here we are, episode 5, back again in your ear holes.
Episode 5, 5 alive.
Going good still.
Yeah, happy days.
Glad you're all enjoying it. Thank you for all the positive feedback. Thank you for all the questions as well. We've got some cracking questions for you today. We're going to be doing a bit of what's your beef, what we've been up to, celeb question, and random questions from the public.
Okay. And thank you very much, everyone who emails in. I don't have time to reply to all of them and say thank you or, you know, answer your question back.
He does. No. This is bullshit. He does have time. He just
can't
be asked.
Pass you on to someone who can help you with your problems that you've told us. So sorry about that. But yeah, keep them coming in. It's always good fun. You make the podcast. You do. And thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing and rating. And yes, it's all good. It's all going well. How are you, Rose?
I'm good, actually. Yeah, I'm good. Had a weird week this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told you this. Okay. You might have noticed. Right. I've lost half a stone.
Right.
Do you know how I've lost half a stone?
How?
I've stopped drinking wine during the week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That just tells everyone how much wine you are drinking during the week.
Well, it does, but I'm just really sad, if I'm honest.
Why?
Because, do you know what it is, right? There's not many things that I enjoy, get a lot of pleasure out of. Do you know what I mean? Wine was one of them. But I thought, I want to lose a bit of weight, and I can't be bothered to exercise. So I thought, right, well, I'll not drink as much. Yeah. I've missed it.
Uh-huh.
But I've lost half a stone. So I'm happy, but at the same time, I'm sad. Right. Because I miss wine.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, I'm gutted. Do you know what I mean?
Well, are you gutted that it worked? So in a perfect world, you would have got on the scales after a week and gone,
no, it's happened.
I've put weight on.
Yeah.
Bring me the wine.
Yes, I'll have a carafe. ASAP. No, right, okay. I proved myself right that I was drinking too much wine.
Why don't you cut something else out? Why don't you cut, first of all, I think you're beautiful and you know, I'm not pressuring you at all. Can we just let that know that I'm not?
Yes.
Because it sounds like me on a podcast giving me wife, telling me, if someone hadn't heard the beginning and they're just tuning in and I'm going, listen, right, why don't you cut out chocolate, you pig? Like, look at yourself. Like, what I'm saying is, why don't you try and mix it? Why don't you try and... You know,
what do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe cut something else out and then maybe have a little glass of wine on a Wednesday. I don't know.
Like, what am I going to cut? God, what else do you want to take away from us? Do you know what I mean? Christ alive.
I don't know.
What else? Come on, tell us what else.
Your diet's good. You don't, I mean, apart from like, I mean, the fridge has currently got like little jars of raw mop heron and things with eyes looking at us. But they don't seem fatty. Everything you eat's like sort of briny and vinegary and it's
well,
got tentacles.
Exactly. So it was just the wine.
Yeah.
I've got half a stone, Chris. Half a stone in a week.
Wow.
And I've not done nout.
Wow.
Except cut out wine.
Oh, you walked to the shops yesterday for that wine.
It's like... just like 100 yards away. No, I didn't get any. Yeah, but we did go out the other night and I drank like 7 glasses of wine to celebrate that I'd lost half a stone.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And giving up wine.
Yeah. It's called anyway. It's called the 2 steps forward, 1 step back plan. I nearly died last week.
What?
Thanks for asking.
How did you nearly... No, you did not.
No, I did. I nearly... I don't know if I'd have died, but I think I'd have been really badly hurt. So I was in one of our rooms upstairs and I was getting ready and I heard some banging. And we'd obviously had some work done recently from the builders that'd done like a dormer window, so part of our roof's flat.
Oh, I do know about this.
Yeah, and I heard some banging and I was like, right. My immediate thought, with no logic, was... Oh, the builders have just popped back and just started
why
fixing
would they
something.
Do that?
I don't know. That was my immediate thought. And I went out and I could hear seagulls and I could hear banging. And I was like, there's a bloody seagull on this roof, mm-hmm. right? So I opened Robin's window. I don't know why I did it. No one's in the house. I think I had to go and get... I was on my way to get in from nursery.
Mm-hmm.
I opened his window. I stood on the radiator, then the inside of the window sill. Then I stood on the outside of the window sill, held on at the window, and I stood up. And I looked onto the roof, and I shit you not, I was about 3 millimetres away from the seagull, face to face with the seagull. And it just went, wah! And I went, wah! And I nearly fell out of the window and onto the drive. And that would have been the shittest way to die in the history of the world.
Do you know what? I'd have lived a really bitter and twisted life if that's the way that you'd have died. Can you imagine?
Yeah, make it all about you. Go on,
no,
make it all about you.
No, but, oh, God, I wrote at the funeral, so sorry, what happened? Oh, he was looking out the window and fell out.
He was looking at a seagull and he got a fright.
Imagine.
Imagine what they'd call Robin at school. God, I mean, comedian Rod Hull, he fell off his roof when it was wet, but I think he was actually doing something. Yeah, he was actually like, but I think he was putting a satellite dish up or something. I was looking at a seagull.
Why?
Imagine that. Oh, God, it was friggin' big seagull, like. The seagulls around here, man, they're like bloody Rottweilers.
Oh, the lethal mind. The really bad, because where we live, it's like a seaside town, and people have been known to be eating a sausage roll in on King Street, right, the high street, and they'll swoop down and eat it out your hands. It's been known, honestly.
And in the north, there is no greater crime than sausage roll theft.
Exactly. Unprofessional. Unprofessional.
I just got a text about my sausage rolls.
So is that all that happened? You just nearly died?
No, what else happened this week? Oh, this week as well, I went to Fenwick's to inquire about getting one of the many, many sofas that we own fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of background reading for you. Rosie has a sofa addiction.
Love a sofa. Got a one coming on Thursday.
Unbelievable.
Don't actually know where I'm going to put it.
She buys sofas before she knows where they're going to go. She, we'll find somewhere for them. So I honestly think that, you know, when you see like people, you see them on like documentaries and stuff, or you just drive past a house and there's just a sofa in the garden. I don't think they're scumbags. I think they've just got a wife like you who just buys too many sofas and they're like, oh, we've got to put this one in the front street, man.
I really like sofas. I don't know what it is.
Well, I went
just
in
like
there.
Sitting dumb lazy.
Just like lying just down like with down. Wine. So,
oh, no. Oh, no wine for me.
Not anymore. I went in the Phoenix, right? Because one of the buttons has popped on one of the sofas. Mm-hmm. It was such a weird interaction. The lady was lovely. If the lady's listening, you are lovely. And I know that she mentioned the podcast. A couple of the ladies there were listening to the podcast. And she said, oh, what they've got to do is they've got to go inside your sofa and they've got to pull they've got to pull this button back through.
Right.
And I went, okay, cool, yeah. And she genuinely went, right, Rose, she went, when they come round to do it, don't watch them doing it. And
what
I went, yeah, she went, don't watch the guys do it, fix the sofa. And I went, why? Like, what, do they not, like, what, do they get nervous or something? She went, no, they've just got to, like, cut and rip out, like, the whole bottom of your sofa, and some people get upset.
That would be me? Can you imagine?
I'd be holding you back. It's the way she said it, though, like, they're putting me dog down.
Oh,
and I'm
goodness.
Like, no!
That's my third favourite sofa, actually.
Third
That'd be a hard day. You know what my first one is?
Yeah, the elephant one.
The first one's the elephant one. The second one's the one in the back sitting room.
Sorry, it's an elephant pattern, guys. It's not a novelty.
Imagine it was the shape of an elephant.
It's a big, long elephant's trunk. And it's actually got built-in blankets as elephant ears on the side. You just whop one over. Trademark, we're making that. Do not put this in the podcast. Do not let the public hear this. We are going to be Millionaires.
Oh gosh.
Oh, you could have a little wooden tusk coming out and you could put a little table on it.
A little drinking. Hey, oh, I tell you what, speaking of millionaires, this just happened today and I haven't told you this.
You became a millionaire today and you've kept it quiet.
No,
until
now. No. Oh,
God
no.
Damn it.
It's worse than that. I put this on my Insta story, right? I got an email this morning from the lottery. You know when you get them emails?
Oh God, yeah.
You have won your ticket, your winning ticket. Oh, sign in, right?
Yeah.
I was buzzing.
Yeah.
Signed in.
Yeah.
Literally, I read this before I started driving. I had to go to Tesco and I didn't get time to sign in, so I just like got in the car. 10 minutes later, I'd spent the money in my head.
Speeding past me.
I swear.
Spitting out of my way, peasants.
Yeah.
Crashing into people and leaving your details. Don't worry, I'm a millionaire.
Mate, you honestly, I'd left you. Got my own money now, bitch.
I love you.
So, anyway, signed in when I got a Tesco. Guess how much I've won?
How much?
A life-changing rollover.
Yeah.
£6.
Oh, man.
£6.
Oh, I hate it so much when that happens.
I swear to God.
Oh, God. To be fair, £6. Normally,
don't bullshit me.
No,
don't
normally,
be giving it the £6. Six, I thought I was a trillion zillionaire. £6 is nout. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Okay, then. So, Rosie.
Yes.
It's that time. What's your beef?
Well, my beef this week, and just quickly before I do the beef, I thought I'd run out a lot quicker than I have. Honestly.
Oh, it's always nice to hear.
You're the gift that keeps on giving. I swear, I've got loads.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Got loads. So this week, my beef with you, right?
You've just said there. What you've said is you're the gift that keeps on giving. You've just said, you're so irritating. I've always got something to whinge about. Thank you.
Christopher, when you're in a relationship like ours, I need to look at the positives
of
the negatives.
Yeah.
Positives. Do you know what I mean? You've got to take a positive from the negative, or I would have killed myself a long time ago.
Great.
Anyway, so my beef with you this week, right, which you actually only did about half an hour ago.
Wow.
You like to look out of the window at our garden and ask me almost every single day if you can buy some sort of random storage shed or hut. Or table.
I knew you were writing that down as you
were
telling us.
It's so often. It's nearly every day, I swear to God. What do you think? Should I get a little bike shed? Should I get a little hut over there? But you never do. You just keep asking us all the time and you never buy it. And what have you got to put in it? You've got now to put in it.
Me stuff, right? Me trinkets, me things, me hopes, me dreams, right? Me gardening implements. Eh?
You don't have
wood. I've got wood. I've got me logs that I put in stuff. I've got seeds for the birds, right?
We've got a shed.
You're a shed.
Oh, wow.
I actually panic. No, you know what I want, right? I want one of them tall ones. Because we've got the shed at the front, right? But I want one at the back for when I'm doing my little barbecue and that.
But they look disgusting.
But I just want to keep stuff in it, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? We had a garage. Remember the garage that we had?
Yeah.
That we had to get changed into a room to put your pool table in?
Excuse me. Your washing machine and dryer are in there, too.
Oh, my.
International Women's Day.
Wow. Oh, my washer and my dryer. Oh, you knob.
And I do. I want storage. I want all kinds. In a perfect world, I mean, I've genuinely looked into it. I've looked into underground storage in the garden.
Oh, Jesus.
So that I can like open a trap door and just go under and there'll be like a basement under the grass.
No, you haven't.
I've looked into it. I've looked into most things. I've looked into underground storage in my house. I looked into putting a basement in the house.
Are you joking?
Well, I looked into it. It's just not happening.
Have you made an air raid shelter at the bottom of the garden for the lawnmower? Is it the Blitz?
Can I just say, we haven't got a lawnmower. I'll tell you why. Can you remember that Christmas when my dad bought a lawnmower?
Oh, for
Christmas. Have you seen that?
No,
I've never seen it.
No, he keeps it in his van.
It's his friggin' lawnmower. He bought himself a lawnmower and passed it off as a present for me, like a friggin' tax expense.
I've never seen it yet.
I don't even know what it looks like.
Probably green.
Yeah, probably, good guess.
And orange. Howie, then, what's your beef with me?
Okay, my beef with you. Rosie Ramsey.
Yes.
Brackets, chocolate quilt chip pig.
Great.
My, close brackets, my beef with you is you insist on asking me where something is before you've looked for it, before you've thought about looking for it, before you've moved, before you've opened your eyes. Sometimes it's nothing to do with me. Sometimes it's a shared implement, like a car key or something. Other times it's just something random that I don't even know exists. This morning, yes, you were standing in the kitchen and you turned to me and said, where have me car keys gone? I looked up at you and I could see them. They were less than a foot away from you. But you just got, like, it's like a horse with blinkers on. You just go bolt upright, your neck and your back goes straight, and you go, where's me keys? And you don't turn your head, you don't leave the room. You just assume that they've just gone, and I've got to fight you. It's absolutely mind-boggling. You do every, where's me slippers? If I get, what pair? You've got numerous pairs of slippers.
All right, okay, well. Yeah, it's just something, like, it doesn't take much to ask. Just words come out.
Yeah.
And you, but like the car keys, right? You saved me at least 4 seconds.
Right.
Because I would have went, oh, where are they? Oh, there they are.
There they are, right.
But you told us. So.
But it's like. It's where you know where it is. Like, halfway through this podcast, I'm sitting looking at you now. Halfway through this podcast, I wouldn't be surprised if you asked where your microphone and headphones are.
I think you're exaggerating.
I think you need to start. Just look first before you ask me.
I'm busy. Got jobs now, you know. Yes. I've got like 2 jobs now.
You've got a little office now, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm a working woman. So take your shit elsewhere.
Did you just click a bell?
I did.
You wonder what that noise was there, guys. Rosie said she was a working woman and then she held a ballpoint pen up to the microphone and clicked the top of it to prove she was a working woman. I'm a working woman. I bought this pen with my first paycheck.
Ready? Babadoo, 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 ba. All right, all right, all right. It is question time.
It was awful. Never do that again.
No. Right. Questions from the public. If you want to ask us a question, feel free to DM us on either of our Instagrams. I'll reply. Chris won't because he's rude. And
I won't even read them on Instagram. So there.
Exactly. Or you can email us. Christopher, would you like to give them the email address? Because I don't know it.
shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And I do read them. And some of you need help. Okay.
I don't read them, actually.
What you got first, Rose?
Dear Rosie and Chris, do long-distance relationships actually work?
Oh.
Thoughts?
What do you reckon?
No.
No?
No, they don't.
No?
I don't think they do.
We had almost a long-distance relationship when I was on tour.
Yeah, but we were married and you came home every so often.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't live in separate places.
Yeah.
And we had a child. I don't know. Maybe if you like... A full-on together couple forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a new thing and it's long distance,
yeah,
that's what I took from that. I took from, oh, I'm from Bristol, you're from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Let's get together. Okay, well, so let's not bother.
Not using the full world there, just using the British Isles, are you? Just, no, I mean, I'll be, Rosie.
All right, hang on a minute.
Farther than that.
Give us another one. Hang on, right.
Go on, then.
I'm from New Zealand, you're from Lapland. Let's get together.
You could have went South Pole and North Pole, but you've went the other. Well done.
I always forget about South Pole and North Pole. I just think about Lapland.
Yeah, I mean, circling it.
Greenland, I don't know where that is.
Oh, I don't know.
Terrible at geography. Anyway, really far apart, okay?
It depends.
Does it work?
Well, we could do it. How long is it going to be for? We could do it now. If I had to go away and work, or you had to go away and work for in another country for a time, it would be hard, but we'd come and visit and stuff. But yeah, I think if you're meeting each other, if you're like on a, I don't know, we wouldn't be on Tinder, would it? Because if your Tinder matches you with someone half the world away,
right,
what the hell's
going
on?
Let's give you a situation.
Right,
okay?
Come on then.
Clearly,
scenario.
Your brain can't work
I can't.
In real life. So just say you've been on holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. You're both in Spain. You meet in a bar.
Holiday romance.
All right, holiday romance.
Oh, God.
One's from Lapland, one's from New Zealand.
Wow.
Oh, I love you so much. It's only been 2 weeks. It feels like forever. Blah, blah, blah. Let's keep this going. How long would it last?
Right.
Like a month or something. Because yeah, nobody can afford that fly fare. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody gets that much time off work. By the time you get there, it's time to come home.
It's a climate change as well there, isn't there? You're going to have to buy a load of gear.
Massive. Yeah. Would you get the time off from Santa?
Well, actually, it depends because, well, I don't know if he's not, you know, forget visiting in December. We're snowed under, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. So busy. Kids everywhere. Horrible. So, personally, I just don't think it works. I've been in one myself and it didn't really go very well.
Oh, where was that?
It was only Leeds, wasn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah.
When my boyfriend was at uni in Leeds.
Oh, that's an hour and a half away and you couldn't even do that. Couldn't even hack that. Good heavens.
Hey, gosh, trudge. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Got a question here. Straight to the point. Who is the first to apologise after an argument? ... I reckon it's Chris. ... Rosie wears the trousers. Thanks for that.
Who's that from?
I'll tell you exactly who it is. It's someone who's dead to us. That's what it is.
What's her name?
Keely Railton.
Keely, you are bang on, love.
Keely, you're the worst. I just don't like arguing, do I? Yeah. We said it in the trailer of the podcast. I'm bad.
You're terrible at arguing.
Yeah.
Pathetic, almost. Imagine. Well, actually, now we can't even argue anyway because Robin chirps in. Mummy, stop shouting at Daddy. Daddy, stop shouting at Mummy. And that's not even proper shouting. That's just arguing around Robin, which is really calm and tame. Like, well, I think that you should do this.
Well, you've got to keep it to a certain level. Otherwise, A, before he even realises you're having a bit of a row, you'll just shout because he can't hear the telly.
Yeah.
Little Lord Fauntleroy. Every morning I put that we've got a coffee grinder. I put the coffee grinder on every morning and I know I'm just going to hear, Daddy, stop that. I want to play some of my machines.
So obnoxious.
Honestly, like a little entitled jerk. I'm probably the first to apologise and give in just because Rosie's extremely stubborn and I don't like arguing. And I take it really personally, don't I? I get really upset.
Mm-hmm. But now, well, you're usually the one in the wrong anyway, so.
She's horrible.
Okay,
she's a monster. Send help.
Oh, don't. Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie and Chris, what's the best and worst gig you've ever done? Both of us.
Oh, Rosie, do you want to go first?
Best gig I ever did was Manchester Pride.
Yes.
I used to be in a girl band. That was class. That was like outside. That was such a good atmosphere.
Amazing.
The worst gig I've ever done was singing at a social club in Middlesbrough to about 7 people. And they all had 9 fingers each.
Is that the one where as you were singing, you could just see the woman at the back putting her hands over her ears and looking like she was going to be sick? Yeah. I love her.
I lip read her mouth and it was like, this is horrific. Honest to God.
Oh God! Best gig I've ever done, probably the last time I did the arena. To be fair, just happened to get out the house tour at the arena where everyone chanted your name.
That's my favourite gig.
that's your best gig as well.
Easiest gig I've ever done. Didn't even have to leave my seat.
You just stood up and jumped up and down, waved at everyone, didn't you?
Worst
gig I've ever had. You'll get a clue by the name. It was a pub called the Wasp's Nest.
Nice.
In Dewsbury, near Leeds. We got there. There was no stage, there was no mic, there was no lighting, there was no focal point of the room. No one in the pub knew that there was a comedy night on.
Oh.
There was one A4 printed black and white poster for the comedy night, which I only saw when I went to the urinal and pissed on it as it was in the trough.
Nice.
So that was fun, you know, my name, not even a photo, just my name. And we had to walk into, they managed to find a mic, and we literally had to walk into the middle of a pub The music stopped and we had to literally just get everyone's attention to go, right, everyone, stop, right, stop chatting, stop comedy night now, everyone listen to this. And I'm not kidding, right? I heard another voice starting to shout at us halfway through my set. Mm. Some old woman in the corner had picked up another microphone, turned it on, and was telling us to stop.
No.
Halfway through my set. It was like the shittest rap battle in the world. It was me trying to do jokes, and it was just this like grey-haired old lady just going, hey, you sit up, knock it off. No one wants to hear you. We're here for a night out. And she had a mic and I had a mic. God, it was horrible.
How much did you get paid for it?
20 quid.
Wow.
20 quid. But someone else was driving, so I didn't have to pay any petrol money. So that was a pure
booyah.
Profit. Pure 20 quid profit.
20 quid, lads.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, another question, Rosie and Chris. What are your thoughts on bats with children?
Ah.
Hmm.
Whose children?
Your own.
Right, yeah, okay.
Are you kidding us?
Got a bit Michael Jackson for a second there.
Wow.
So, it's. Do you know what? We've seen people kicking off about this online, haven't we? It was a while ago. Yeah. It's weird that people find it weird.
I think it was Perez Hilton, I think.
Was in a bath with
his daughter. Or his son, I can't remember. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Crazy.
Like, what?
Crazy.
That's his child. Like, I don't find it weird at all.
Not in the slightest. I find it weird that people find it weird. It was the same with the kissing on the lips thing.
Oh.
Piers Morgan was against it and a few others going. It was just very recently, it was like, you shouldn't kiss children. If you're sexualizing it, that's your problem.
Exactly.
Mate. The only problem I have a bath with our son all the time, right? I had a bath with him yesterday. I have a bath with him all the time. He's three. He's at the stage where, you know, he's asking what stuff is and things, you know. You know, my penis floats in the water. He loves that. It's very embarrassing. But he's a child. He doesn't know what's going on. I'll sit with my hands over it most of the time. The main thing I don't like and that I can't really recommend about having baths with children is I do accidentally get, when he's moving around, the odd toe up the arse, and I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all. If you ever hear his yelp, he's went to stand up and his toes went near him and I went, nah! The only problem, but he doesn't mean it, and it's fine.
Oh gosh, that's better than what I get. Oh my God, I get boobies, boobies, mommy, shows your front bum, and then he'll like hover his foot over and be like spiky.
Oh my God. Oh, he's a little pervert.
Honest to God. Baths with your own kids, I think it's all right. Saves water, doesn't it?
It's...
We actually only really started having baths with Robin because, one, when you were away, I used to just sometimes get in the bath because just to have a minute if he was in the sitting room. When he was at that age of where he could play and I could hear him, I'd get in the bath and he'd just get in. I was like, all right, fair enough. And then it turned into, actually, he hated baths for a while and we had to get
really
him in the bath.
Strange,
so
right?
We had to go in. Oh my God, we've had a bath, all three of us.
Yeah, all three we've had a bath together, yeah. Yeah, it's not fun at all.
Because he was like, why don't we all get in?
Yeah,
and we
it's
were
horrible.
Like, is that going to get you in the bath? All right then.
Yeah, no matter how hot that water, it's just wet and you're just, most of you is out of the water.
Oh, like, it's awful.
It would make a good photo for a second from the side, like a little family postcard or whatever.
And he doesn't like bubbles because he likes to see all of his toys in the water. Lukewarm bath.
Baths with your kids are fine unless they're like 14, in which case, a bit weird. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Rosie and Chris, do either of you speak a foreign language? If so, what? And if not, which would you like to speak?
Oh. No, we don't.
No.
I know about 4 French words. I know about 6 Spanish words. I know some German words. Can you remember when we went on my honeymoon to Santorini?
Mm-hmm.
And we just got married. We were young. You know, no children, no sort of responsibilities of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in a beautiful place and we said, we'll come back here for our 30th. We said, we'll come back here for
our language.
And we decided we're going to learn Greek. Not only did we decide we're going to learn Greek, we told the receptionists of the hotel as we were leaving, hey, we'll be back. We'll be back for our 30th and we'll be fluent in Greek. Mark our words. And they went, really? And we went, yes. And that's why we'll never go back to that hotel.
Ευχαριστώ. I can actually, I lived in Greece for a little while. I can speak a little bit of Greek.
A bit of it, yeah.
Yes, ass.
Yes, ass.
Kalinikta.
So no, we don't speak any other languages, but thank you for that email making me feel stupid.
But what language would you like to speak if you could? Any in the world?
I'd like to be able to speak all of them so that no one could ever slag us off in a foreign country.
Mm. Well, you can only pick one.
Whatever country I'm in, that one.
Right, why are you changing the rules? You're in England,
honestly,
and you've got
right.
the ability to speak one different language.
I can't think of a better, cooler, like James Bond power move ever than like sitting in a restaurant and hearing someone going like, and they're like slagging you off and just standing up and just answering one of their questions and then leaving and just leaving them sitting there going, oh my God, he could understand us the whole time. Why are we speaking English now? I don't know.
Are you Russian? Where are you from?
I don't know where I'm from, but I am very embarrassed.
You're French.
You just made me look like a cracker poo-poo. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine how like amazing
yeah,
that would
be pretty cool.
To just stand up and say something in their language after they've been slagging you off. Oh,
can
I
you
love
can you ask my answer my question? Right. Listen to my angry voice.
Okay.
Which one language would you like to speak?
Probably Spanish. Just because I think I like the sound. I like the Clith Waddle. I like all that.
Okay.
Probably that.
I think mine would be like Deutsch.
German. Started early.
So what? What language is it? German. No, not German. Like Holland? Hollandish?
Dutch. Not Deutsch. Deutsch is German. Dutch is Holland.
Is that a language?
I think so. God damn it, I need to Google
oh,
it.
Oh no, see, you don't know
Holland.
As well. Okay,
sure,
well,
Amsterdam,
listen,
Holland,
listen,
the Netherlands.
Scrap all that. I just want to speak French. Bonjour madame, bonjour monsieur, bonjour mademoiselle. Je me présente, je m'appelle Rosie Ramsey. Je suis Rosie Ramsey. Rosie, c'est mon prénom. Je suis Ramsey.
Stop,
the
stop,
non-famille.
Stop, God, stop, stop. Oh. Jesus.
That's all I know. What about hello aus Berlin, wie heißt du?
Ah, when I did, when I was at comprehensive school, when I went to Horton, I remember going in for like a induction day and went and did German. I couldn't believe that I learned a different language. It was crazy. And we listened to this CD and it was just these people at a party and they were walking around introducing themselves. And I'll still remember it. It was a hello, wie heißt du? Ich heiße Stefan. Guten Tag, Stefan, ich heiße Frankie. Then it was like, da, da, and then they'd like point over and go, and it was like, the was ist, or something, it meant, who is that? And we'd be like, and was ist das? And then they'd run over, and then we'd be like, hello, and then we're just walking around this party, asking everyone's names.
Sounds
great
like the
song.
Worst film I've ever heard in my life.
It was a CD, and it was a banger, mate.
Terrible. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Straight to the point here. Should you be best friends with your ex-boyfriend?
No.
No. In a word, no.
How? Although, if your ex-boyfriend then comes out as gay.
Yeah.
That happens.
That does happen.
Then yes, probably. But, I don't know. That's really
hard. I find it
weird.
I'm just going to go out there and say, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I find it weird.
But just because it hasn't happened to us doesn't mean that it can't happen.
Yeah. But I don't know when people are like, I'm still friends with all my exes. Oh, congrats. Well done. Find something better to brag about. Just... Do you know people who are still friends with all their exes really tell you? They really rub it in your face. I'm still friends with all my exes. Well, good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there wasn't enough there in the first place, or maybe there's still something there. I just think if you're still going to be best friends with an ex-boyfriend, I think you're going to have trouble finding a partner who's going to be all right with that.
Yeah.
In this world.
Yeah.
In this world, in this day and age, possibly. But then again, I suppose if someone's not all right with that and you're a really good friend with them, then you know, sack off the new partner and keep the ex as a friend.
It's a hard one, isn't it? I really don't know. I don't know anyone who is actually still friends with their exes. Like
Best friend.
That's what I mean. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't shun mine in the street, you know? But I ain't going to be best old mates messaging each other and stuff.
Well, exactly. Well, if you're still going to be best friends, you're still going to do all the same things. You're going to go out drinking, you're going to sit and watch Netflix, you're going to chill. It's just going to be, just not going to have sex.
Might as well just still be together.
Get married.
Yeah. have a kid.
Exactly the same. Just have a kid and get married.
So
this to do a podcast with your wife? No, that's my best mate.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Celebrity question time.
That's, we did not okay that jingle.
I can do it. I've literally memorized it already. Okay. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Nah,
you
definitely babbled up.
We should have dabbed up there. Shh, shh.
Unbelievable.
Hi, guys. This is Matthew Ashton from Channel 4's Lego Masters, and I have a slight obsession with Rosie Mamsie. So I have one question for you, Chris. Could you live with Rosie Mamsie for an entire week? That's it. Okay, chat soon. Bye.
Thank you very much, Matthew. That was... He's done himself a disservice there, because that is Matthew Ashton, one of the head designers at Lego, and... I'm assuming he didn't want to brag, but he's also like exec producer of the Lego movies and
hashtag
stuff.
Hashtag big deal.
Big deal. And I fangirled like a mofo when I met Matthew, because I'd already seen the Lego. Obviously, I'm a big Lego fan. I'd seen the Lego documentaries. I knew exactly who he was. And I was so excited to meet him and talk about Lego. First thing he mentioned was you.
Did he?
I was livid. You know I'm not like that. You know I don't get jealous or anything like that. But I literally met like a Lego legend. And he just was like, oh, hi, Chris. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I've got the Millennium Falcon. And he was like, I love your wife. I was like, right, this is bullshit. I was like, mate, you want to hear what she says about Lego? You will not love her. She slags it right off. So would I be able to live in the presence of Rosie Mamsie for a week? So do you want to explain who Rosie Mamsie is?
Rosie Mamsie is a vlogger. She is a stay-at-home mum, and she's a character that I do on my Instagram. So I just kind of made her up one day because I was going to start vlogging myself, and I wanted to do a little bit of research online. I watched YouTube for about an hour, watched loads of different vlogs, and I felt physically sick by the vloggers that I was watching. And I mean, I do want to tar them all with the same brush, because some of them are great, but most of them are so far up their own arse that they can smell their breath. And it's minty fresh. Yeah, no, Rosie Mamsie's just this dick that I made up.
Yeah, no, Matthew, the answer is no. I could not spend any... I mean, just there, while you were doing that, I nearly went and jumped in the car. And just pissed off for a few hours.
I couldn't keep it up. I couldn't keep it up for long enough, because she irritates the shit out of me.
That's why she's so good, though.
No,
yeah,
no,
I
she's not a real person. She's just that woman that you've all met who thinks she's better than everyone, puts people down without actually doing it. She doesn't know she's doing it, but, you know, and just cutting when they say things like, oh, so you don't eat together as a family every night? Right, okay. Yeah. Me, Bobby and Robin, we eat every night at the table, 6 o'clock for dinner. Yeah. It's great. She's a dick.
Yeah, but I can't help but think that if I did live with Rosie Mumsy, there'd be less piles of clothes left next to the bath when you've had a bath.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I think she'd probably know how to stack a dishwasher.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she wear fake tan?
No.
No?
She's really pale.
Sign her up. I'm all over that. Get her out here now.
She's like an English rose. She's like, she's got red hair.
Right.
I've told you that she's got red hair. She's really pale. She's got like big red lips.
Right.
Really long, natural eyelashes.
Right.
She's like size 8. She's lush, basically. She's a bellend. And I hate her. So, no. She's constantly just got an apron on.
She's always just baked some cookies.
She's just baked some cookies, but there's never nothing on her. You know? She smells amazing. Her hair's always curled. Curls her hair every day.
Oh, she sounds amazing.
She's great, but...
I've been shortchanged here. What am I doing with you?
What the hell? Nobody is forcing you to stay
Rosie,
here.
Rosie, I don't think she'd like me.
She would never have married you in a million years.
Oh, God.
You're joking. You're vulgar. Pick your nose in public.
Damn. I pick when I'm driving.
Exactly.
I forget I'm on the telly. I just think, oh, people look and I'm like, oh, that's going to get tweeted.
With your personalised red, I'm like, do you know you are just howking at your nose and everyone can see you? So, in answer to that question, no. Rosie Mumsy could not live here for a week. Babadoo, 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 ba. Tis the end of another episode. Thank you very much for listening. And make sure you subscribe. And tell all your friends. And don't come back here again.
Okay, Rosie's confused, learning a language with just putting on a silly voice. That is the end of episode 5. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Please subscribe, please rate. Turn on automatic downloads on your podcast as well, because it's on mine and I can never find it in the listing, but it just starts playing before it even appears in the listing, like I've gone into the future, like Marty McFly and that. Thank you very much. Anyone wants to get in touch, please email shagmaudenoid@gmail.com. DM Rosie. Don't DM me, because I'll not read it.
Come on in, Bullabajay. Betsy Butch.
Bye. Yeah, I got it. Bye, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.